Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here. And a reminder that if you'd like to send some items to us to consider to use these on The Good Stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim H as in Hill, Burge at gmail.com. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. And Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open for you to stop in. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They've got a lot of vendors. They've got a huge variety. As Mike said earlier, we were up there last week and it's just amazing all the new things that they have, the new vendors that they have. They have craft things, they have antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, about everything you can think of. 605-642-5884 if you want to make an appointment. That's yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
On a previous program, I started a series of some lessons in life. One of those was the first important lesson was the name of the cleaning lady, and the other one had to do with Mrs. Nat King Cole, if you might remember those. I thought maybe I'd feature a couple more of those today on The Good Stuff, if you'll indulge me a little bit here. The third important lesson, always remember those who serve. In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" he asked. 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied the coins in it. "Well, how much is a plain dish of ice cream?" he inquired. By now, more people were waiting for a table, and the waitress was growing impatient. 35 cents, she brusquely replied. The little boy again counted his coins. "I'll have the plain ice cream," he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began to cry as she wiped down the table. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 2 nickels and 5 pennies. You see, he couldn't have the sundae because he had to have enough left over to leave her a tip. The fourth important lesson, the obstacle in our path. In ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on a roadway. Then he hid himself and watched to see if anyone would remove the huge rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers came by and simply walked around it. Many loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear, but none did anything about getting the stone out of the way. Then a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. Upon approaching the boulder, the peasant laid down his burden and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. After the peasant picked up his load of vegetables, he noticed a purse lying on the road where the boulder had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king, indicating that the gold was for the person who removed the boulder from the roadway. The peasant learned that many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our condition. And perhaps one more today. The fifth important lesson, giving when it counts. Many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at a hospital, I got to know a little girl named Liz, who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness. The doctor explained the situation to her little brother and asked the little boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment before taking a deep breath and saying, "Yes, I'll do it, if it will save her." As the transfusion progressed, he lay next to his sister and smiled, as we all did. Seeing the color return to her cheeks, then his face grew pale and his smile faded. He looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, "Will I start to die right away?" Being young, the little boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought that he was going to have to give his sister all of his blood in order to save her. So you now have 2 choices. You can not listen to these lessons, or you can maybe share them with some other folks out there. We are glad that we shared these with you today on The Good Stuff.